Check this out here. Foot down. Boy, he just got all of that.
This week on the Upon Official Review podcast, your favorite duo talks opening weekend for the Phillies and their injuries, the NCAA Final Four, and the best segments around, what's making Murdoch mad, the illegal procedure of the week, the tweet of the week, and crossfire.
How you feeling today?
Yes, stoked, Steve!
Hey, listen to this guy. Tell me how you're feeling here. You're screaming.
I am stoked, baby!
You're screaming like it's still the game going on.
Well, we're talking about the fightings here. The fightings! Said!
Mike, he suggested you do the whole show like that.
And that's on course!
We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official
review.
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 Official.
Review.
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 Preview.
Review.
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 Preview.
Review.
What's up, gang? It is the Upon Official Review podcast back again, episode number 14. You got yourself a dozen plus two. It is Upon Official Review crew once again. It's me, Magnum, my boy Murdoch, Arian Al. You know us. Time for another episode, and sir, you know, spring has sprung. You know, it's baseball time.
Oh, it's so sweet, man.
It is wonderful.
Baseball is back. It is good to be able to watch the Phillies.
It is, man.
And I miss them so much.
It's true. It's like having a friend come back. You know what I mean? It's like a familiar
face.
Yep. You know, and it's just great having. I mean, baseball season is always, you know, great because it kind of signifies that time of year and you know, and you get to watch your boys, but especially when the Phillies are, you know, about to embark on a momentous year, you know what I mean? With a team could possibly have 420 game winners. I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but it could, you know, just looking at the four aces, it just, you're not going to get.
The sky's the limit. There's no, like say, oh, they can't do this team. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree.
It's going to be so much fun to watch every single day.
There's no starter you want to. I mean, Blanton. I mean, I guess, but other than that, every other game you're going to want.
80% of the time, it's just like this unbelievable starting pitcher going out there.
8% of the time.
What?
You said 8% of the time.
The 80.
80. I was going to say. I was like, well, how did you calculate the time Blanton's going to pitcher?
Blanton's going to pitch 92% of the starts this year. Bad news.
No, I thought you meant like somehow he was going to pitch less than 20.
Once every 12 games, someone other than Blanton is going to pitch.
Exactly. They could afford to do that. They could have me or you pitch. Close. You know what I mean?
Blanton, we're just going to keep running you out there until your arm falls off, buddy. Hope it's cool.
It's your workout routine. It's your diet routine, sir. You're going
to
lose a bunch of weight.
You might want to load up on extra cheeseburgers to get to make sure you get that energy.
For real. Exactly. Oh, poor Blanton. We always pick on him.
But, I mean, it's like every other year, it's like really until the second half of last year, it was always there was one really good pitcher, and then you had to wait 4 days.
Exactly, yep.
Even like the start of last year, Hamels, you know, wasn't great the first half of last year.
No, you're right, he wasn't.
Second half, but the first half he was not great. He was, you know, was better than he was in 2009, the nightmare season, but he was still kind of feeling his way with his cutter and things like that. And once he kind of perfected the cutter, that's when he started just dominating again.
Exactly, yep. And, because the cutter is better. It's still better than his curveball. And it's because his curveball.
Because I hate it when he throws his curveball.
Yeah, exactly, seriously.
Because he always gives a home run on it. It's like, why?
It happened in the World Series, remember?
World Series, I remember.
We gave up a hit to the pitcher. That's what it was.
Curveball, yeah. It was like, oh, man, enough of that thing. You know, it's like your worst pitch, buddy. Like, really, do we need to lose the World Series on your worst pitch? I don't think so.
Yeah, absolutely not. But
he just was kind of running out of options at that point. So,
we were talking about this. We saw our share of Adam Eaton games and Kyle Kendrick games. Every time we went, we were like,
we saw
what's that?
Moyer when he was off and bad Moyer. We saw him we just had like a streak of like 7 or 8 games in a row. It was just like the worst pitcher possible. It's
now you can't avoid 100% chance. Exactly.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. And so let's go ahead and just talk about that. We'll talk about March Madness in a minute, but me and you got to go to the game yesterday.
Yes, Cliff Lee Day. We're taping this on Sunday, April 3rd, just after the Phillies finished off the sweep of the Astros. So we were at game number two. And it was awesome, man. Cliff Lee, we gave him a standing O, and he struck out. I mean, like, we just were right. giving him the love. Like, everyone in the stands were just cheering for everything. It was awesome. Everybody was fired. It was a playoff atmosphere. It was a great day, definitely.
It really was. There was if you know, are a Philadelphia fan, there's no place you would have rather been than watching Cliff Lee come yep. back with the Phillies, man. And as you know, what's funny is I was telling somebody, Cliff Lee's like the most loved player in Philadelphia right now. Like,
right?
How much did you endear yourself in the 4 months
here? Yeah, even like 3 months. Yeah, because it was like August, September, October. So yeah, 3 months.
And you know, he came back and he was already just the most loved. You know, we love all yep. Phillies, obviously, but Cliff Lee, man,
it's almost to the point of it being silly because let's face it, Halliday's a better pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah,
he's totally a better pitcher than anybody. I mean, he's the best pitcher in baseball. You know, Lee's probably. I'm not going to give him number two, maybe number three.
Yeah.
Number four, but he's definitely top five.
Definitely top five.
Yeah. I mean, like, the other guy from
Hernandez?
Seattle. Yeah, I would take him probably second.
Yeah.
And maybe Lincecum, honestly, over. I'm not even saying if you take age into it, definitely Lincecum, but.
Yeah.
Lincecum might be a little better than Lee. I don't know. It's a toss up. Like, those to me are the top four pitchers.
Yeah. I would go with that. I'd say that's true.
To me, he's either third or fourth. Yep. No matter which way
Plus
he slices it.
Clutch, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Love playoff postseason. For me. Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm not. That's no slight to him that he's the third or fourth best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. But mm-hmm.
He's just not quite Roy Halladay to me, so.
No. Halladay's definitely.
But, I mean, Cliff Lee, you know, like, Halladay we already had, and it was like Cliff Lee was the girl that got away, sort of. Not
yeah.
The girl, you know, pining over all this time, even though yep. our new girlfriend's really hot. But, yep. like, it's like, but, oh, man, that thing she used to, you know. So.
Yeah, it's true. Yep. Like, the thing about he has a lot of like particular mannerisms and like things about him that
how he runs off the mound.
Yeah, how he runs off the mound. Yeah, exactly.
Like, awesome.
It is when he ran off the mound after that second K in the first inning. You know, yep. everybody just went nuts. It was great. Stadium was packed.
Yep.
You know, people probably jumped over the fences. Honestly, it was like over capacity.
Yeah, it really was. They crammed everyone they could possibly get into that.
You know, the all the tailgate lots were super packed. Everybody was out, you know, grilling yep. and drinking. Oh, man, the lot. Did you walk back to the lot? Wasn't it like a mess? I never saw so much trash in one parking lot.
It was unbelievable. I was walking by with like a couple other dudes, and they were like, holy cow, what went on in this parking lot? It was like after we went inside, like, the people just went on like a riot and started smashing beer bottles and like everywhere. It's disgusting.
Dude, I saw an entire party tray of food. Like, and there was still food on it. There was like eight sandwiches. Seriously, like, you know, mustard, mayonnaise, like bum.
It looked like
a field day.
Like a college frat house, dude. Exactly. Like, that's really what it looked like. Like that, you know, they hadn't cleaned in like months and months and you know.
Yep, I had a
just beer cans.
Decided
junk
not to clean up afterwards. Yep.
Yep.
It was a mess. But
it was a fun. It was a great night. No question about it. And right now the offense is, you know, playing really well. It's like everyone was, you know, let's face it, we were all a little worried because, you know, no Worth, no Utley, no Lidge, all these things. And we just kind of remember like how painful the offense was to watch last year. I mean, it was just, oh man, there was just weeks and weeks where they would score like, you know, four runs a week and be like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now? You know?
Yeah, lots of shutouts and one-run games, and it was just
it was like quarter of the season. We either scored one or no runs. Like, ridiculous, you know? It's, like, impossible almost to do. But, you know, obviously it's a short sample size, but right now everything looks great. Yeah, we got, you know, Rollins smoking the ball. Howard
is batting 568.
Now. Oh, I thought, no, Rollins is 500, I think, and Howard's 568.
Okay, yeah, they're definitely both
Francisco,
up there.
Francisco is batting over 400, and so is Polanco. So, like, the whole middle of our order is batting, like, 400 or better. It's ridiculous. I know it's only three games, but.
Right. But still, you'd like to see. Plus, we were talking about this yesterday, too. Howard is a notoriously very slow starter.
Slow starter, yes. So. I know. And he hasn't struck out, once maybe? Like, so he's really looking good. I love Ryan Howard, man. I don't care what anybody says about him. I mean, yeah, I'd trade him for Pujols, but I wouldn't trade him for any other first baseman. And whatever else you want to say about him, he strikes out too much. He can't lay off the sinking breaking ball. The guy works every offseason and is better every year.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
He got
the money. and he worked. He's still working his butt off. He's not. He wants to get better. He's not necessarily motivated by the paycheck because he has that guaranteed already.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Look at it right now. Yeah, he's got. He's batting .538, but he's got. And he only has 3 strikeouts, 1 homer, 6 RBIs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
7 hits. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still.
Still.
He's been good.
Yeah.
He's
exactly.
Been awesome.
The other awesome stat too is this: these pitchers don't walk anybody. They walked one batter between those three.
It was walked today.
Yeah,
it's that's ridiculous.
Nuts. Yeah, seriously, no base runners. Man, that's hard to beat somebody when they don't give you any base.
Oh,
runners.
Oh yeah, like the quotes from like the Houston players were like, "Yeah, that kind of sucked." You know, it was like, but you know what? Every team going up against them is gonna have to deal with that all year. You know, kind of have fun with that. Like, thank God we don't have to play these guys again until September.
Seriously,
but. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, yeah.
Now we get to crush the Mets starting Tuesday. I can't
That's
wait for
right.
That.
That's the next series.
You know, it's like, well, Hamels they're getting lucky not to face only Cole Hamels, Joe Blanton, and Roy Halladay. You know, like, that's like the worst possible, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess if we were facing 3, 4, 5, that'd be the – still, you know, like, the best case for the opposing teams would be Oswalt, Hamels, and Blanton, which is pretty stinking good.
Yeah, wow.
You could put that up against anyone's top three, and it'd be right there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe agreed. San Fran would be a little better, but who else, really?
It's
you know?
True. It's true. It's absolutely true. We got to make a trip up to New York at some point and just boo. You
and
know,
just
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they're playing the Phils, you know what I mean? They're not going to sell out like we do.
Yeah, they're not going to sell out at all. Because they suck.
Seriously, they could give tickets away probably at this point.
Yep.
Poor Mets. It's fun watching them suffer.
Yes, exactly. Just really rub it in on the Mets fans. Yeah, I agree. We should do that.
Exactly. So here's a question for you. Does, you know, the offense looks pretty good without Utley, but can they go to the playoffs without Utley? And are you at all worried about the bullpen without Lidge?
Can they win the World Series with Utley if he misses the whole year and isn't? They can. It's going to be harder. I mean, if you look at what you get when Utley comes back, if he comes back, it's like you replaced Valdez for the Utley. I mean, that's like a huge jump. You know what I mean? I'd sure rather have Utley healthy in October. That's for sure. I don't almost care if he's healthy all regular season if he gets back in September. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like ready to go, get a month under his belt. I'd be fine with that.
Right.
I can't imagine us not at least getting the wild card. You know what I mean? Like, even if everything went – like, last year, everything that possibly could go wrong went wrong. Nobody had a good year, and we won more games than any team in baseball.
Yep.
So it's like – and we have a way better roster this year starting out. So I don't – I would like him to come back by then if possible, but
– Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I do think we can because we have the best pitchers. I mean, let's face it. We have awesome pitchers. Stan Fran, even without Utley, our lineup is better than their lineup was last year.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely true.
They had a bunch of cast-offs and, like, you know what I mean? Like, people cut, like, half the middle of their order, like, that year. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? They just kind of went to, like, you know, goodwill of baseball players and, like, picked up a few.
Yeah.
And just caught fire at the right time. So, yeah, I mean, we can. I'm actually more worried about Lidge because Herndon, I guess, had a good spring, but kind of sucks. And he's, like, the seventh inning guy now. Like, that's not really good.
No, it's not. I would much rather have Durbin.
Yeah, oh, man, seriously, for $2 million. I mean, that's easy to say because they already spent $160 million or whatever. But
yeah, I think Lidge, you miss Lidge a lot because that 7-8-9 changes completely. You know, when
the seventh inning is really where you miss
exactly,
Lidge.
Exactly, yeah, it goes
enough.
Contreras, Madsen, then, you know, then Lidge. That's
with Romero thrown in there against the lefty somewhere
exactly,
in the seventh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I much prefer that. I don't want to have to see Herndon or Kendrick if possible.
Yeah, seriously. Kendrick was out there. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me today. He's like totally trying to blow the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, walking guys, giving up triples. Like,
exactly.
Like,
yep, keeping
really
the ball up in the zone.
Run lead. Come on.
I was listening to it on the radio, and I could tell the pitchers were up in the zone. I was like, Kendrick, I know you're pitching high. Stop it.
Oh, it was batting practice, dude. It really was bad.
Oh,
but he got a double play to get out of it. So he does have that. He does have a sinker that works every time.
Yeah,
that
now and again it does. Exactly.
But yeah, it's gonna hurt us in the seventh inning. I'm really tired of Lidge. Just this whole every year, it's like ridiculous enough already. Like, you know, I mean, it's weird because after 2008, he had the best year ever for a closer, won us the World Series. Without him, the thing that's like killing me about Brad Lidge, honestly, it's just like a never-ending soap opera with him. Like, I mean, you know, I can never think, you know, I'm kind of like really fed up with it. And it's weird to say that after 2008, you know, had the best year ever for a closer, pretty much almost single-handedly won us the World Series. If he blows one save in the regular season, we don't even make the playoffs. You know, I know that's not true. That was 2007, but still, blows a couple saves. I know we didn't win by that much. It was right at the end of the year we won the division. Yeah. So, but it's just ever since then, it's just been so like hit or miss with him. It's just like frustrating. It's like Contreras as the closer right now, I think gives us the best chance. But I'd almost rather see Madsen in there just to see what we have.
Right.
Because otherwise, I mean, you got to let Lidge walk after this year, I think. No question.
Yeah, no question. What's the money coming towards him?
If we could, it's an option for the team. Either we got to pay him like $2 million or $12.5 million. So to me, you're not going to pay him $12.5 million.
No.
To me, I'd rather have Madsen right now just because I want to give him another chance, see if he can do it. Because otherwise, somebody's going to say, okay, he can be a closer and pay him closer money. So wouldn't you possibly lose both of them then?
Yeah, possibly.
Madsen's going to be a straight free agent after this year. So I don't know. And I don't think he wants to come back to be a setup man. Maybe he does, but it's much less money for him. So
Definitely.
He's a Scott Boris client too, so you know Boris is going to sell him as a closer.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. Well, you know it has. It's been a great start to the season. You know we really couldn't ask for anything more than that.
It's going
to
be fun.
It is. It's going to be a really really fun run. And getting great play out of Ben Francisco, man. I'm liking that. You know, not only offensively but defensively. You see the play he made today?
Yep. Crashing into the wall.
Made
up for that error he made the other day. So
exactly.
He
didn't even feel any pain. That's all I know. He's on steroids. So, but it's all good, Ben. It's all good. He wants to be on HGH this year. I'm not even mad.
Starting the rumor. Starting the rumor, dude. It's like that guy in Kansas City about Ibanez.
Yep. It's all good with me, man. You know, if he wants to put up worthy in numbers, go for it.
Absolutely.
So, let's do a little transition, man. Let's talk hoops. By the time we do our next podcast, the championship will be decided.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It's tomorrow. But, you know, we have VCU, Butler, Kentucky, and UConn, yes, obviously. Yeah. Kemba Walker now. Do you think, because some people have made this debate, do you think having an 8 and 11 seed in the Final Four dilutes kind of the ratings and the popularity of the tournament? Do you think it's bad for the tournament, or you think it's good?
No, I think it's good. That's insane. I don't know who would say that. It's like we get chalk a lot of years. You know what I mean? It's not always, obviously only one year was all four number ones, but there's like two and three number one seeds in the Final Four all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't see why variety is such a big deal. I'm rooting for Butler big time. That's just an awesome story. You know what I mean? Like I know UConn's really good and probably are the favorites. Probably should be favored, but I feel like why not watch an 8 against an 11? You know, I mean, I missed the Final Four this year, which was weird, but I was at the Phillies game.
Yeah, I made it home in time to catch the second half of the Kentucky game.
Of the last game, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's definitely good for the game. I mean, it's at least neutral. It's not bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of like, aren't you going to watch the Final Four regardless of who's playing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You would think that would be the case, but some people are like, only Duke fans or only North Carolina fans, and you know what I mean? They only want to see teams they know, that kind of thing.
I guess. I mean, what else are you going to do at 6 o'clock? You know what I mean? It's like the first game was a 6 o'clock game on a Saturday. It's not like you're out partying yet then anyway. It's like you put the game on, seriously.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know why you would just not watch it. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I don't think it would have hurt the rating. Maybe it did. Who knows? You could be right. I mean, you know, pools are usually kind of decided by the Final Four, so it's not like people are – you know, sometimes there's one game. Like, Actually, UConn gave me the win in the official review pool. I needed them to win against Kentucky.
Give you a little hand clap.
That's right. Congrats. That's right. I told you guys I was going to win. Came through. I better do better next year. That's all
nicely
I got to say.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Give you props.
But
it was a crazy tournament, dude. Everybody had to, you know, you had UConn, so that was everybody else. You know. I know people did not have VCU over Kansas. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, seriously, nobody had that.
Nobody had that.
Absolutely not.
Actually,
I do know someone that had Butler in the Final Four. And,
really? That's impressive.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, she didn't even remember that Butler was good last year. So it was like a total shot in the dark picking a random 18 to make the Final Four. Right. But, hey, she won her pool based off it. I mean, obviously, anyone with Butler in the Final Four won their pool. I think it's pretty safe to say.
Probably.
She had like Butler and UConn, so she actually had really good picks.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I didn't. You know, we talked about it before the tournament started. Actually, you know what? We might not have because that might have been the week you're out. But I remember talking to somebody about, can UConn win the tournament? Remember they won the Big East tournament?
Yeah, five games.
And it
games
was like they got five games. Yeah, exactly. All those games right back to back to back. And then you got to do the tournament, which is, you know, isn't that long in between games. And
yeah,
and
you actually,
through.
That was the week I was gone. But I thought about that, too, when I picked them. But I eventually decided if they can make it past the first weekend, it's like they had, what, 4 days off, five days off after the Big East tournament, then the first weekend, another 4 or 5 days off. So it's like, to me, at that point, you play two games in like 12 days.
Yeah.
You're kind of like rested. As long as you get – it could have hurt them like the second round is kind of what I thought.
Right.
It was either they were going to lose in the second round because they had no legs or else the rest wouldn't be an issue and they were – going to make a run. That's kind of what I thought. I said, I think they can make it past. It was like Cincinnati or somebody in the second round. It was good. You know, better play a six seed from the Big East as far as I can remember. But
sometimes it's just hard to keep that streak going, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But hey, they did it.
Down
they
in the game or whatever, you start to lose your
I don't know how many they won before that, but in the two tournaments, they won 11 for 11. So
that's impressive. That's impressive.
But I don't know. Props to Jim. Either way, it's an impressive
team
story.
His team is pretty much just like Kemba Walker and the other kid, Lamb, Jeremy Lamb, or whatever his name is. Like,
yeah.
Because other UConn teams I remember him having have been like multiple NBA players. Multiple. Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think the tournament is just fun to watch, you know, when random teams win.
Yeah.
And, you know. It's just great. I love the competition. And we talked about this before, too, how – those guys that make those big shots.
Yeah, that
makes
their
whole life.
You're all tournament, though, man. I'm hoping for one tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Where your team is losing and goes for the win, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the buzzer, where the actual horn sounds with the ball still in the air. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, but those guys tell their stories for the rest of their lives if they may ever make the NBA, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Those guys are set. You know, I was on a team that beat the number one team in the country. You know, that's a great memory for somebody.
Like, who was it? Like, Northern Illinois last year?
Northern Iowa beat Kansas.
Northern
last year.
Iowa, that's right. Yep. Same thing. Iowa, Illinois, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Iowa's definitely in the middle of nowhere, you know, to me.
No, I know. Illinois has Chicago, so it's not like total, like, yeah.
But, yeah, the tournament is fun. I hope everybody out there enjoyed being part of the pool and, you know.
Getting beat
I will get a shirt, but whoever came in second, I'll come through for you guys. You guys can get a shirt, too. So
nice. That's right.
I'm going to be we'll find out who came in second place, and, you know, we'll shout you out on Twitter and send you your stuff. You can send us your information. So that's that. Let's go ahead, take a break, come back, do What's Making Murdoch Mad. Do the legal procedure, do Crossfire, and get out of here so we can, you know, talk some more sports next week, you know, as always.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at that. Cody Ross is injured. I'm so happy about that. Can we maybe pay somebody to keep him injured for the rest of the year?
Seriously. Bob knows some people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's got, all right, you got some peeps.
Stay tuned. We are upon official review.
Last word in Philly sports.
Us.
Whoa, keep what's with the spray paint, man?
What's with your outfit, man?
Why don't we put the curtains back
on? No. What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Daylight.
Yeah, I like that.
Day man.
Day man.
Fighter are of the night, man. Champion of the...
Sun.
You're a master of karate!
And friendship for everyone!
A day man, that's it!
A day man!
Oh, fighter of the night, man!
Oh,
champion of the sun! You're a master of karate! And friendship for everyone!
Day man!
Oh,
nice, we'll get the...
Fighter of the night, man! Champion of the sun.
What's up, gang? It is the Upon Official Review podcast. Last word of Philly sports.
Welcome back.
On a weekend after we swept the Astros, it is a beautiful time. But as always, something is going to get on Murdoch's nerves. So this week, tell him what is making Murdoch mad.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
All right, this week, every bar ever in the history of all bars is making me mad. It's like, bar ever? You know, every bar ever. I'm telling you, I've had it. It's ridiculous. I go in there and it's like, you know, some bars there's pool tables or whatever, darts, I guess. I don't really know that many people that play darts, but most of the time at a bar, there's really two things to do. Drink and talk to your friends. But they insist on playing Bon Jovi at the same decibel levels as a freaking jet engine starting up like 5 feet away from your head. It's unbelievable. So now, instead of two things to do, drink and talk, there's actually only one thing to do is just sit there and drink and shout in each other's ears, like spit all over your friends because they can't. You can't have a conversation. It's like, oh, we want to go out and meet some girls. But, you know, it's like that's really like awesome. Hey, you know, screaming in a girl's ear, you know, trying to figure out, what's your name again? I'm sorry. Huh? You say Susie? Like, what? You know, it's just, it's obnoxious.
What do you mean I'm a floozy?
Yeah. Like, how dare you? You know? It's obnoxious. Like, does anyone
like...
You have
a bruised knee?
Why? Why do we need the music that loud? You know, I can understand if it's live music there, but when it's just like friggin' DJ playing song, like seriously, turn it down. And I'm not even trying to be like sound like an old man here. It can be loud. Just let me talk without screaming in someone's ear. That's all I ask. And I'm not, I mean, I can talk loud, but if I'm sitting next to you, I should be able to hear you without like, you know, cupping my hand next to my ear and putting it right next to your mouth. It's like insane. Sure. Since there's nothing else to do at a bar except drink and talk. It's like, you know what I mean? There's nothing to do except talk, and they can't. They don't let you even talk. It's like ridiculous.
I guess you could watch TV.
Yeah, but why am I sitting there in silence, you know, watching TV? I'd rather just be at home with my friends, having a couple beverages, watching TV, if it came down to it. If you know, once in a while you're at a bar and they actually have like a music at a reasonable level, and that's fine.
That's true, yeah.
But
yeah.
When they go crazy with a decibel level, it's just completely obnoxious and totally ruins my night because I can't. I just don't enjoy myself when I'm sitting there and that loud. I can't have a conversation.
It's true. So. Yeah, it's very, you know, maybe it makes less of a difference when you're drunk, but when you're sober and you're trying to talk to somebody, besides talking
especially
to your friends,
like somebody you don't know.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like,
yeah, you don't want to yell at them. That's not cool. It's not smooth.
Ridiculous. What? Oh, okay. And then you just nod your head. Okay, like you didn't actually hear them.
Didn't actually
but
hear
you're just like, I don't want to say what for the fifth time. So I'll just be like, uh huh.
Yeah, word. I agree.
Yeah. Let's go with yes. I think exactly. You know. So yeah, screw that. I hate that.
That's
a terrible idea. I don't think anyone likes it. It's like everyone's like, oh, I can't hear myself. Thank God. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. It's ridiculous.
It never needs to drown out.
If I wanted music that loud, I'd be at a concert. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Well, sir, I totally agree that what's making Murdoch mad is a slice of genius. I wish more people would listen to it. So let's go from that into my segment that, you know, I think you guys will also agree it's making you mad. It is time for the illegal procedure.
Well, they called us for illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure can be broken down.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
I've been so wrong.
This week for the illegal procedure, if you guys heard this story, it's absolutely ridiculous. It is truly the essence of an illegal procedure. It's doing something that makes zero sense. It's dumb. For those of you who are, you know, culture aware, Snooki, the little pint-sized, you know, girl from Jersey Shore, got paid $32,000 to speak at Rutgers. $32,000 to speak at a college for a girl that didn't go to college and is probably one of the dumbest individuals on television in general. Why is a university that you spend way too much money on to go and get an education at, why are they throwing away $32,000 for a reality TV show? At least give me like a legitimate celebrity that is well-spoken and somebody whose career I might want to emulate. You know, give me a Denzel Washington or a, you know, somebody that has, you know, class and intelligence, you name it. It's, anybody would be better than Snooki or the situation or any one of these, you know, somebody from The Bachelor. Don't give me that. If I was at college and this person is speaking, I would be booing like it was a Dallas Cowboy on stage. I would be booing so much. This is what you're using my money on. Rutgers, 18 thumbs down, 22. I wish I had more hands. I would give that speaker 4 thumbs down.
What?
Ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie. I don't have any idea who Snooki or any of those people are, but that sounds ridiculous to me also.
Dude, it makes zero sense. Oh, funny story this week before we get into Crossfire. The Phillies are not just great for entertaining you and, you know, making your summer and your spring fantastic and entertaining. The Phillies also can get you out of speeding tickets.
And they can save lives.
Yes, they
know.
Can save
Maybe.
Lives.
Maybe. Probably can. I don't know. Sounded good.
So this Saturday, pre-return to Cliff Lee, my wife, whose Twitter handle is at tweets and the letter N in shoes, because she owns a bazillion shoes, was driving around. You've seen him. Was driving through like near the Flower Town area and speeding, as she often does because she's heavy-footed. Gets pulled over by a cop, and the cop's like, why are you going 52 and a 35? And she's like, I need to get this stuff done because I'm going to my first Phillies game today. The cop's countenance totally changes. He's like, your first Phillies game? All right, just be safe. Make sure you get it to the game. Make sure you root for the Phillies really loud. And boom, there you go. $90, now erased.
So, I also feel that boobs helped her cause, having boobs, probably. So it was the combination of boobs and Phillies.
Yes. But
save lives and save you from speeding tickets.
It's true.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and get into Crossfire, sir. Do some shout-outs out of here. So it is time for Crossfire, the rapid-fire answers. Let's do this.
It's the ultimate challenge, Crossfire.
Crossfire, you'll get caught up in the crossfire.
All right, for the first question, I'm going to ask you, Ari. So what do you say? As far as Sixers' possible opponents, do you think they have a better chance to beat the Bulls, the Celtics, or the Heat?
Bulls, Celtics, Heat. I'm going to go Celtics. I would rather them play the Celtics in the first round, you know.
Really?
Not that I really think they can beat any of those teams.
Right, I know. It almost doesn't matter.
But the Celtics, we beat them twice this year. And
true. They're getting
kind of old. You know, you can maybe run on them a little bit because they don't really get up and down the floor so fast. And they don't have – I mean, I don't think Shaq is going to be back for the playoffs. So, you know, maybe you can take advantage of
– Ding. You know, well said, sir.
Yeah.
Just as an aside, I think the Bulls are going to win. I think they'll win it all, but they're at least going to win the East. So,
that's my opinion for that. You're probably right. I'm with that. All right, sir.
All right.
Question number two, Crossfire. Citizens Bank Ballpark has awesome grub.
So, tasty treats.
Exactly. What would you say is the best ballpark food, in your opinion? 30 seconds.
That's pretty easy, sir. You gotta go cheesesteak. We are in Philadelphia after all. I'm going Whiz Wit from Tony Luke's.
Oh, there Bam. You go. Bang.
Took me 9 seconds.
Exactly.
Done.
No deliberation at all for you, sir. Nope. I like it. I like it. Yep. There you go. All right. I'm not even gonna get to the stopwatch ding. Forget about it.
All right. Okay. Kemba Walker is dominating the NCAA tournament. He's similar in size and stature and style of play almost to Allen Iverson. Do you think what's his ceiling? Do you think he can be as good as Iverson?
I don't think he'll be as good as Iverson. I actually talked a little bit about this with the Imaginary Players Gang, and they said like he'd be best suited to be like a Ben Gordon off the bench. But you know what? If he looks like he's got a lot of drive, I think if he really, really put his mind to it, he could be a point guard that scores, and then, which is hard to find, but I really think that he could be, you know, teach himself to be pass first, shoot second, you know, and he could be a starter. I don't think he could beat Iverson, but maybe make an all-star team. There you go.
All right, fair enough. Good. Right in your time, too. All right.
Yep. All right, sir. Number four for you. If you were a Major League Baseball player, what would you play for your coming to bat music. 30 seconds.
Okay. Now, this is a little bit of a tough one, but as I think about it, it's like I want to choose something that'll get me, like, jacked. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Ready to go. So, like, Shane Victorino, he does, like, Bob Marley. Like, that to me is, like, I'm not knocking Marley, but, like, I want to be, like, you know what I mean? Like, ready to, like, pound somebody or
exactly.
crush the ball, you know? So I'm going Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of, dude. That'll get me jacked up. And I think the crowd a little bit, too.
Bang,
so
30 seconds.
That's what
nice.
I'm going.
Nice. Good call. Good call. I thought you were going to go with, you know, the Muffin Man or
Lollipop.
What if you played that, dude? What
how dare you?
I would totally take the picture out if you played that, like, coming out the bat. That would
be like, what the... you like, you know, like, the neighbor song from Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely ridiculous.
Won't you be?
Yeah.
Won't you be?
But no, I'm going Killing in the Name Of.
Dude, that's a great call. I might actually maybe end the show with that, dude. Or maybe just
play do it.
Great track. All right, what do you got for me? Number five.
All right, the Flyers have been terrible, looking bored, inconsistent, losing at the end, shootouts every time. Big deal? No big deal. What do you think?
I think it's no big deal. It's hard to be motivated for 82 games. We already talked about seasons too long.
Yep. And they just had everything locked up.
Time. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter what your seeding is that much either in hockey. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. I wish they would show some more effort, obviously, being a fan.
Right.
But, you know, you want them to be ready for the playoffs. You don't want them to be hurt. It, you know, it's frustrating to watch them just kind of turn the Jets off. But, hey, you know, as long as they play well in the playoffs, there you go. That's been 30 seconds.
Yep. Let's actually talk a little longer about that. I totally agree. The playoffs, it matters who you match up with, you know. Doesn't matter what seed you are. It matters, you know, what team you play and are you good against them. You
exactly.
know, some teams can match up better against others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the 8th seed is Carolina, then, yeah, I want to be the 1 seed. You know what I mean?
Right.
You beat them, like, 18 times in a row or something insane like that. But, you know, I'd like to avoid Boston as long as possible. That's the team I think could give us the biggest challenge.
And nobody wants to play Boston.
Yeah, and plus they have that revenge thing going since we, you know, came back from 0-3 on them last year, too. So
yeah, stepped on their hearts.
Yeah, I just, you know, the Flyers, they just did the same thing last year. They completely sucked the end of the year and then, you know, ended up almost winning the Cup. So, it's, you know, it's like the exact same team, except a little better. I don't see any reason why they can't do it again.
Yeah.
And the team they play in the first round is not going to be a huge challenge. So they should be able to get back on the groove with you know, an easy first-round opponent.
Yeah, I agree. I hope they avoid Boston.
As long as they win the division and don't slip to the 4th seed.
Yeah.
That's what they need to avoid. Then they might have to play Washington in the first round, which would be a tougher test.
Yeah,
but if they keep, if they're 1 or 2, I don't care.
Yep.
So
I agree. All right. Sir,
and last but not least.
Exactly. Number 6, it's pretty obvious that the Eagles are they're packing Cobb's luggage, and they're going to trade Kevin Cobb. So question for you is, do you care at all where Kevin Cobb gets traded? 30 seconds.
Is that like, do I care for his sake or do I care because I don't want him to play against
us
in the
division? Yeah, exactly. For either one, yeah.
Because I don't care about him at all.
That's what,
like,
I figured.
You know, making millions. Like, you know, see.
Exactly, yeah.
I care about where he gets traded as far as who gives us the best compensation.
Okay.
I can't think of any really teams in the division that would trade for him. Maybe Washington, which would be really weird. But
that would be way to trade a 2-string quarterback to the rest.
Are you really scared of Cobb, like, becoming, like, you know, Peyton Manning Jr. and, like, killing us for, like, 10 years in a row? Not really. So I would say no. Whoever gives us the best, including Washington, would be fine.
But that's a good answer.
Yeah. Whoever gives
I agree.
The best.
Yeah, no, he's – I'm not really that scared of him.
No, he's all right. But
yeah, he's good, but yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, we should never –
in a division, I guess, yeah. So, all right, well.
What if Washington gave you their first pick plus a veteran? Wouldn't you take it still?
Oh, yeah, you got to, man.
Hell yeah, you would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so. Well, let's get some shout-outs, man. First, let's give shout-outs to the people who we happen to meet at the game.
We met two lovely ladies at the tailgate yesterday for Cliff Lee Day. Smagley, S-M-A-G-L-E-E. And TKC Jones, they were both cool enough to come out and hang out, had a couple drinks with us, and we had a good time meeting them. They were really cool. So if you want to follow, like, some awesome Phillies fans, definitely give them a look and follow them. They're pretty cool. So
definitely do that. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. Before I even get to this last shout-out, let me do this real quick tweet of the week.
All right. La, 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 don't wait till I get my Twitter right. La, 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 then you can't tweet me nothing right. Excuse me, did you tweet something? You can't tweet me nothing.
All right, so this week's Tweet of the Week goes to a Twitter account by the name of Batting Stance G. That's Batting Stance and the letter G. Number G. Awesome. Yes, number G comes right after the number four. Yes. he tweets, the Yanks...
This show is totally going downhill.
Yeah, it really is. Late on a Sunday. We usually don't record it. It's thrown off our...
It's brought to you by the number G.
Exactly. G.
And the letter four.
Exactly. Precisely. So he says, the Yankees will sign Millwood to add to Cologne, Pryor, Garcia, A-Rod, Jeter, and Posada, and just became huge favorites to win the 2002 title.
Nice.
Exactly. Dude, Yankees, what are you doing? What are you signing all these players from that were good 8 years ago for?
Because they can. And they have money.
I guess so. I guess so, but I'm not scared of any of those guys. I mean, A-Rod, obviously, but he does it every year. But all these other dudes, yeah.
Yeah, you know what pisses me off about A-Rod really quick? Let me go to a really A-Rod sucks tangent.
Exactly. Go for it.
The playoffs.
Except.
Seven straight years.
Exactly.
When he played us in the World Series, couldn't get idiot out. Ah.
Yeah.
What a poser.
That's just Philadelphia, too, man. Everybody who's just terrible.
Right?
They play
you know,
us
that,
for some reason.
Like the last 2 years, like everything kind of went as bad as it could, and we still like sort of almost won the World Series and almost went back.
Yeah.
Like so, if things went well for us ever, I feel like we'd just sweep our way through the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't even be fair. You're right. It would be sweeps.
Yep. Of course, this year it was utterly boo.
Yeah, boo. All right. Well, let's get back to these shout-outs. You got any more?
Nope.
All right. Cool. Then I'm gonna go ahead and knock these out. First shout out goes to our boy at Johnny Goodtimes. Johnny is a notorious celebrity, as they say. He does Quizzo different nights. He'll catch him around the city doing his Quizzo slash DJ thing. He was also in the latest issue of Philadelphia Magazine that Cliff Lee is on the cover. So if you like magazines and pictures, go find exactly or Cliff Lee and the Phillies. Definitely follow at Johnny Goodtimes. Check him out in the magazine. Also, three more people. One of our new followers goes by the handle of Outcast_Falcon, which is a dope name, and he has a cool picture with a Phillies hat. Definitely follow him. Also, one of my favorite people, at Irony Now. That's all one word, Irony Now. And then lastly, one of our – actually, two more. L-O Dowd, E-L-L-O-W, or L E-L-L-O-D-O-W-D, and also at filled in, that's P-H-I-L-L-E-D _N, huge Twitter, or huge Phillies fan on Twitter, definitely check them out. And that's going to do it for my shout-outs. You got anything else to say, sir? You want to?
Yes, I do. We got Cliff Lee. What up?
That's right. We got Cliff Lee. And everybody gets to
watch him.
Exactly.
After all this time.
Yep. After all this time. After 14 weeks of podcasts. It's wonderful. Yep. All right, you guys. Stay tuned. We will be back later this week. Definitely enjoy the Phillies. And, you know.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Tell your friends. Talk to you guys later. Peace.
bosses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Now you do what they told ya.